stand out and live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this terrific Tuesday, April 28, 2026 edition. Lansing. Civil rights passes a resolution act. Excuse me, resolution against the SAVE Act passage in Washington, D.C. The Michigan Civil Rights Commission passed a resolution yesterday opposing the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or known as the SAVE Act, in Washington, D.C. during yesterday's quarterly meeting held in Muskegon. The MCRC Vice Chair Gloria Lara introduced the resolution that was passed unanimously. And chairman of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission is now Luke Londo? Are you kidding me? Appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, pointed out why the commission was opposed to the federal legislation that would require documents be presented that proves U.S. citizenship when registering to vote. Londo said this is tantamount to a poll tax. These pernicious efforts are the product of either unabashed racism or malignant idiocy. Londo said in 2024 there were possible 15 instances of non-citizens voting out of 5.7 million ballots, which equates to 0.00026, excuse me, percent of a margin. There has been no state race within that margin during any election. Londo said 60% of Michiganders don't have a passport, and less than 60% of women in Michigan have birth certificates that have their current legal name on them. He said 25% of black voters don't have ID. What? One out of four black voters don't have IDs. That is a bald-faced lie. You can't vote without a photo ID. Whether it's a driver's license or a state ID, you can't even get a ballot, so therefore you can't vote. What in the heck are you talking about, Londo? He then goes on to say 15% of Americans are in poverty and don't have a valid ID. Oh, my God. Folks, you have to have an ID to do anything in this country, let alone the state of Michigan. And as far as women go, 60% of women in Michigan don't have a birth certificate that have their current legal name on it. You know what they do have? A marriage license. Every single woman I know has stored their marriage license to the man they're married to or later divorced somewhere in their papers. You show your original birth certificate, you show your marriage license, it's over. This is amazing to me. We'll continue this story after the break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This story about the Michigan Civil Rights Commission passing a resolution against the federal SAVE Act, Safeguard American Voter Eligibility SAVE Act, that is currently being considered for passage in the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives. The chairman of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, Luke Londo, I still cannot believe he is the chair. Wow. I know him from years ago. Don't want to get into it. Londo pointed out, or pointed to, I should say, a Michigan State University study that found that strong liberal voter turnout dropped by 10.7% when voter ID laws existed. And strong conservative voter turnout dropped by 2.8%. Imagine how many people on one side would be outraged if people who looked like me, who couldn't furnish a college diploma, were forced to take a civics test in order to access a ballot. What? Now, people who look like me? I don't know. I haven't seen Luke Londo in a long time. Has he become a transgender woman? People who look like me? I have no idea. Well, I don't know what he's talking about here. Can somebody please tell me who the chairman of the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, Luke Londo, looks like? People would be outraged if people who look like me, who couldn't furnish a college degree instead of a diploma, diplomas are high school, college degree, were forced to take a civics test in order to access a ballot. What does that have to do with the SAVE Act? Then in his closing statement, before the entire Michigan Civil Rights Commission voted unanimously to pass this resolution, Londo said he thinks knowing how the government works is more valuable than being able to present a passport. You don't have to present a passport. Folks, I got a question for you right now. How many of you have gone through the process of renewing your driver's license recently and had to get an enhanced driver's license? If you've done that, would you please text me right now, 231-360-5140. Text me a yes. If you renewed your driver's license and didn't get an enhanced driver's license, text me no. Yes, if you renewed your license and had to get an enhanced driver's license. What is an enhanced driver's license? You have to take your birth certificate to the Secretary of State's office to renew your driver's license. It is now necessary in the state of Michigan for you to do that so you can go in and out of Canada and in and out of Mexico with that gold star on your driver's license. If you don't have it, you haven't showed your driver's, your birth certificate to the Secretary of State. Todd in Pickford, yes. Officer Rick Livingston, yes. Barry Shaw, Indian River, yes. I had to do it. Phil, yes. We all have done it. Summer, yes. So what is Londo talking about? And for him to say 15% of Americans in poverty don't have a valid ID is a bald-faced lie. You can get a free state ID card. If you don't have a driver's license and you're poor, you can get one for free. You can walk in and wait for an open appointment at any Secretary of State's office in the state of Michigan. And when they call you up, I can't afford an ID. They will give you a free state ID. Go put your feet over on those blue footprints over there. Smile for the camera. They take your picture and bam, you get a state ID for free. 15% of Americans in poverty don't have a valid ID. I call bull crap. 25% of black voters don't have an ID. Bullface lie. Where do these liberals come up with these statistics? Out of their butt and out of their mouth. Phyllis said, yes, I showed my passport. How did you get a passport, Phyllis? Text me back. I don't have a passport. I'm never leaving America, period. I'm not going to Canada. I'm not going to Mexico. I'm not going to Europe. Forget about it. I'm never going to get a passport in my life. Oh, I got one. Funny, their name's not stored in my phone. Ends in 7002? Really? Some liberal, not stored in my phone. Give me your name, your first name, what city? You're telling me you just recently renewed your driver's license and you didn't get an enhanced license? Is that what you're telling me? When did you renew your license? How long ago? Oh, Phyllis. Yes. She got a passport. You know how she did it? Birth certificate and marriage license. Any woman who's born with her maiden name has a birth certificate to prove she's a U.S. citizen. A copy of her marriage license proves that her maiden name was this, that matches the birth certificate, but now her name is this because she's married and took her husband's last name. That's what most women do in America. This is amazing. One person not stored in my phone said no. Yeah, when's the last, the no person? Your phone number ends in 7002. How long ago did you renew your driver's license? Well, here you go. Michelle, this is a perfect example. Excellent text message right on topic. Thank you, Michelle. I just flew to Florida, and I didn't have an enhanced driver's license. I had to bring my passport so I could just fly inside the United States. You need enhanced driver's license. They passed it back in May of 2025. That's what I'm saying. This person who texted me, no? Hello? You renewed it years ago. Since they passed this May of 25, everybody's had to do it. My driver's license was renewed back in January of this year. I was born on January 12th. I share the same birthday with Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. Look it up. Google it if you don't believe me. I believe Rush was born in 51. Howard Stern was born in 54. I was born in 58, January 12th. Rick, Officer Rick, maybe he's saying poor people are too dumb to get an ID. I don't understand your last text. Your one number must not go anywhere. I don't get that. Poor people. Americans in poverty are too dumb to get an ID? No, don't insult them like that. You know what it is? There is enough information out there. People in poverty. Okay, I got a very simple question. Do they have Medicaid? Do they have My Healthy Michigan? Are they on bridge cards, food stamps? You can't get on Medicaid, you can't get food stamps, bridge cards, without an ID. Oh, Rick is saying, no, you're one no response. It still hasn't answered the question yet. Oh, stand by. 7002 is typing. Jeff, yes. Okay, let's see what the answer is. They're still typing, I guess. Every single one of these are yes, except for the one no. And again, I want to know when they renewed the license. Michelle, thank you very much for that text. She is flying to Florida. Inside the United States, not going to Canada, not going to Mexico, not going to Europe, not going to the Caribbean. She's flying to Florida and had to bring her passport just to fly inside the United States. They told her you need an enhanced driver's license. It passed back in May of 2025. Star of the day, Michelle. Ah, okay. They have passports. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry I didn't have you stored in my phone. They have passports, but not enhanced driver's licenses. So you'd rather take your passport to the airport in order to fly to Florida? And if you go to Mexico, you have your passport. You go to Canada, you have your passport. Okay, I get it. Have you renewed your driver's licenses yet? Just wondering. That's really my question. Gary, Kathy, thank you very much. I don't know why I don't have you guys stored in my phone. We've texted before. I don't know. Maybe this is their first comment into the show. Well, I think that this is a sad day in the state of Michigan when the chairman, who looks like something like I don't know what now, people who look like me, okay, whatever that means, couldn't furnish a college degree, he said diploma, were forced to take a civics test in order to have access to a ballot. That is such a horrible analogy. Well, President Trump is pressuring Washington to pass this. They may go nuclear in the U.S. Senate. The 60% threshold to move it to a vote, then it could pass with a simple majority of 51 Republican senators. Well, they may go nuclear, suspend the rules and pass it anyway. And then hold the United States Congress, Mike Johnson and the Republicans there to pass it in the House and make it federal law. Then President Trump, after signing it, immediately this thing will go to court. It'll go through the court process. This will end up at the United States Supreme Court. Mark my words. That's the motive operandi they do. Unbelievable. We needed a new governor to appoint new people to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission. Omni Hour News Break, hour number 3, we'll be right back. Thank you, Gary and Kathy.